Schrock Innovations presents the Midwest number one independent computer repair company with service centers in Lincoln, Omaha, Papillion, Des Moines, and across the country via the Schrock Desk. This is Compute This.
All righty, folks, welcome into Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company. It's like the big voice said, service centers all over the stupid place. I mean, they're everywhere, right? We have Lincoln, Omaha, Des Moines, Papillion. If you can hear my voice, there's probably a service center near you. Unless, of course, you're listening on Facebook at facebook.com/Schrock Innovations. Then there may not be one near you, but we're just as close as the Schrock Desk, which is like the internet. So we can do those things. It's kind of cool. It has been absolutely nuts in the service centers the past week. I've got stories to tell you guys. We've had crazy things happen. We've had normal things happen. We've had holiday specials flying out of the shops. We have new positions open because we've had, you know, Chelsea in Omaha decided that, you know, she got, I can't blame her. She got a job offer that was just, it's one of those unbelievable, like, what? Job offers. And so she took it. And so now we need a front desk in Omaha again. So we're going to talk about that on the program, what we're looking for there. You might know somebody that, or maybe you might be interested in something like this, but finding really good people is really, really hard to do. You know, we can find people now, which is new. That's different. But most of the people who are applying, like, you know, we had a lot of English second language people, which isn't a problem in itself if we had like a backroom non-customer facing situation to handle. You know, we have ESL employees in our company, but I don't know that we want to put the Russian girl on the front desk. Literally, we had an applicant from Russia, and it's like, well, you know, I'm sure she's not out there killing Ukrainians or anything. It's not her fault. But, you know, if we have you're trying to explain something to a customer and we already have a technology language barrier, why would we introduce another language barrier to that? So it's a little bit of a challenge, you know, to find people for that, especially a front desk position that can do the job, that can do the job well, that can instill confidence in our customers, that has the attention to detail that is required for that position. I probably spent half my day yesterday just policing things, making sure that work orders that were supposed to be closed were closed, and that things in the pickup area were marked as being in the pickup area, or things in callbacks were marked as being in callbacks. So fun stuff there, great things, but it's just been crazy in the service centers. So if you've tried to get through and you've gotten the auto attendant saying, you know, please hold for the next technician, and you kind of feel like you're holding for a little bit, that's why, especially between 10 and 11, we're just getting our clocks cleaned. But it's because we're doing things right, I think. You know, we have customers that are coming back. We have people recommending their friends. I had a customer in the Omaha service center yesterday who came in, and I looked him up by his last name. And I said, oh, well, you know, you're not Alice. Alice is in Lincoln. He goes, oh, Alice is my cousin. You're like, oh, wow, that's kind of crazy. He goes, I didn't know Alice was one of your customers. That's cool. And I said, well, you're a Sophos subscriber, so you see the value there. But somebody needs to talk to Alice because she's not subscribing to Sophos yet. And he goes, Thanksgiving, I'll talk to Alice about that. You know, it's like, all right, cool. You know, crazy little things like, you know, I don't know if there's the weather report this week. Okay, so we went from potentially 5 inches of snow to, you know, nothing happened. If you tried to go to the grocery store that day, or if you tried to go to Schrock that day, it was like everybody was out and trying to get all of their stuff done before the snow hit, right? Which, of course, it never hit. So then, you know, what do you do the next day? People found things to do. So we started talking about weather, and we said, okay, well, so we have this. You know, you've heard of the real feel temperature, right? The real feel temperature, like where it's not really the temperature, but they tell you that this is what it feels like. Who decided that? Like, who stood outside in 140 degree heat and said, you know, this feels like 87 degrees with 100% humidity to me? Well, what does it feel like to you? Was it a young guy? Was it a fat guy? Like, was it a girl? Like, who was it? You know, who did that? Well, what if you had that for age? Like, you know, you have your real age and then your real feel age, you know? Weird little side things that you wonder about when you're thinking about the weather. But all in all, in the service centers this week, it was pretty crazy. So we're going to go ahead. We're going to have a normal show today. We're going to have a cool aftershock afterwards. There's lots to talk about, lots of things to share, guys. But the number to join us on the program today is 888-250-2091. 888-250-2091. Of course, at the end of the program, we're going to draw one lucky caller who has made a contribution to the show, whether that's a question or a comment or anything along those lines, we'll put you in the drawing for a $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate. We are, as I mentioned, broadcasting live, facebook.com/Schrock Innovations. Facebook.com/Schrock Innovations is where you can watch us live right now. If you want to take a look at that, you can. And, you know, during the commercial breaks, I jump in there and try to grab the comments and talk to you guys there as well. Last week on the program, if you missed the show, they are archived on our website at schrockinnovations.com. You can check out all the videos there. We did launch the 2022 holiday special laptop and desktop. There is a $100 discount available in the month of November for those of you who want to purchase early. Why are we doing that? We expect supplies to get a little crunchy on the monitors, specifically for the holiday special desktops toward the end of the sale. That was the only component we were not able to purchase, you know, 150 of in advance. Why 150? Well, what we do with the holiday special, guys, is we sell 300 units, 150 laptops, 150 desktops, and then the sale is over. We have sold out every single year. Christmas Eve comes, somebody walks in the door, I need a holiday special. And we're like, you know, we're out. And they're like, well, what about that one? They point at the display. Can I have that one? We're like, well, I suppose we can't discount it. We got to clean it up for you because, you know, people have been touching it, you know. And, you know, we literally are selling the displays on Christmas Eve. I mean, we sell out every single year. The reason we sell out is because we're selling these at our cost. Now, I didn't hit this really hard last week because, you know, when you're talking about the prices of computers and things like that, you know, you want to talk about the features, the specs. And then, oh, yeah, the price, that costs money. You know, you need to spend the money to get it. But at $15.99, this is the exact same price as last year's holiday special, and you are getting a bigger hard drive, a faster hard drive, a faster motherboard. You're getting more memory slots on the board. This is one of those situations where through precise planning in advance, we're able to give you actually more computer. You're getting a better monitor with a built-in webcam and a built-in microphone and built-in speakers, almost like an all-in-one. That was not available last year. We couldn't do that. There was just no budget for it last year. You're getting a better computer for the same price. Right now, guys, is there anything else out there that you can say you're getting the same of or more of for the same price you were paying a year ago? It doesn't happen right now. Everything is more expensive. But don't worry. Social Security recipients are getting a huge increase. Biggest increase ever. I'm sure it's fine. I digress. We'll save that for the aftershock. But nothing else is like that, where you're getting the laptop, the holiday special laptop this year. The hard drive is 100% larger than last year's hard drive. The hard drive is twice as fast as last year's hard drive is. The processor is faster. It's got a touch screen. I'm just going through all the specs in my head, all the things that are different from last year, that the holiday special to be the same price as it was last year for this much more technology. It's truly the computer that you want to get this holiday season. So we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about that on the radio today. Not a ton. We kind of introduced it last week. But we do have new listeners that join us every week, and I want to touch on what makes it special, why it is what it is. So we launched that last week on the show. Also, we warned you about a worm, a virus, that is spreading ransomware to look out for and what to watch out for that on Windows 10 computers specifically. We told you about a messed up patch from Microsoft that was causing old hardware to be more vulnerable for this coming 30 days. So just be vigilant about what you're downloading. Also, we told you about this new feature in Windows 11 that allows your Samsung smartphone to automatically activate its hotspot when your laptop needs internet. So if you install the Microsoft app on your phone and your Samsung phone is near your laptop and your laptop has no internet, you don't have to go to your phone and turn on your hotspot and do all that. It just does it all for you. It turns on the hotspot, gets you on the internet. Pretty neat stuff, actually. Technology doing what you want it to do, right? It's pretty impressive. Coming up on the program today, guys, we're going to talk, like I mentioned, a little bit about the holiday special. Right now, the speed of the unit sales is outstripping our ability to build them, which is new. That's never happened before. We are selling them so fast that we can't build them fast enough to keep up. I think Omaha is -4 right now. So we have 4 units that are sold that are being built in Papillion that we'll probably have on Monday or Tuesday. But it's moving very quickly. So we're going to talk about that for a bit. Also, I noticed when I went to look for news for the show today, there was a disproportionate number of articles about early Black Friday sales. And it made me think, you know, I probably should start talking to people now, because a lot of people are shifting their holiday shopping earlier in the year, trying to cash in on deals because they believe things are going to be more expensive later. So I thought, you know, maybe I should do the piece that we do every year for Black Friday about why you shouldn't buy a Black Friday laptop. So we're going to talk to you about what to look out for when you're and it's not just Black Friday, when you're buying any computer, especially when it's too good to be true. We're going to tell you what to look out for there. Also, we're going to talk about the position in Omaha front desk that we're hiring for. If you know somebody who is interested, that position is open on Indeed. And also, Twitter. If you haven't been following Twitter because, you know, you have other things to do in life, don't worry, I have. Elon fired a bunch of people. Some employees are suing the company for firing them. It's kind of funny. People who posted just 2 days ago that they hated their job were posting pictures of them crying after they found out they got fired. It was pretty crazy. It was they were calling it the Red Wedding. If you're a Game of Thrones aficionado, there was a scene where they had a wedding and everybody gathered at the wedding, and then there was a giant massacre at the wedding. They killed a bunch of some faction killed some other faction at the wedding. And they're calling this Twitter's Wed Redding. Red Wedding. Wed Redding? It's a Red Redding. Oh, it's Elmer Fudd right here for you guys. 888-250-2091. Elmer Fudd, how would you? Oh, golly. All right, I will learn how to talk, guys. We got to take a quick commercial break here. When we come back, we're going to hit the holiday specials. We're going to tell you about the laptop and the desktop, what makes them special and unique this year, why they're flying off the shelves as fast as they are. And then we're going to get into Black Friday tech deals and what you should look out for when you're purchasing that laptop or desktop or some piece of technology for Black Friday. There are going to be good deals, but there are things you need to watch out for too, and we're going to tell you what they are coming up next on Compute This.
Update all of your third-party apps on your computer with Secure Updater. It keeps all your apps running smoothly and helps block viruses. Download it for free today at secureupdater.com. External hard drives are handy. You can back up multiple computers to them or even use them to move lots of data from one computer to another. Computer users have been buying the same old external hard drives for years. While our computers have been getting faster, we still do backups that take hours or watch epic progress bars creep by to move files. Schrock wanted more for our customers, so our innovators created the fastest external hard drives on the planet. Schrock modular storage devices are up to 50% faster than Seagate or Western Digital externals and are modular in the truest sense of the word. We can create whatever size and speed of drive you need for all of your needs, and all modular storage devices come with a data restoration guarantee. If you use our drives for backing up and your computer's hard drive fails, we'll restore your backup to your repaired computer for free. Fast, simple, and flexible technology solutions from Schrock Innovations. It's what we do. Compute This pro tip number 753. Have you ever wondered how the bad guys always seem to find a way into your computer? Gone are the good old days of email worms and I love you viruses. Nobody wants to steal your data anymore, or in many cases even your identity. Today's cyber criminals want to sell access to your computer or hold your data for ransom. The bad guys are exploiting zero-day vulnerabilities to break into systems that are supposed to be hack-proof. These vulnerabilities are always newly discovered, and the criminals have a brief time to exploit them before they get patched. Antivirus and firewalls do not prevent these attacks, but you can minimize your computer's exposure by installing all security patches as quickly as possible. The average computer needs 12 patches a week. That's not including the ones that are automatically delivered to your computer. Boost your cybersecurity by staying on top of it manually or use a patch installation program like Secure Updater to get your computer the patches it needs. This pro tip is brought to you by Schrock Innovations Computer Company.
All righty, guys, welcome back in. Thanks for sticking with us here on Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company with four locations to help you out in Omaha, 168th and Burke Street, just across the street from the Village Point Mall. In Papillion, we have 84th and Highway 370 in the Midlands Place Shopping Center. In Lincoln, just south of 15th and Pine Lake Road. Also in West Des Moines, Iowa, 9500 University Avenue. All the service centers are open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 8. All of them except Des Moines are open on Sunday. Des Moines is closed on Sunday. It's a staffing thing. You know, getting enough people is a challenge. And so, unfortunately, in Des Moines, it's a bigger challenge for some reason than everywhere else. So it is closed there on Sundays. But every other service center is open today, Sunday, from noon until 5. 888-250-2091. Rick, welcome to the program. How can I help you today on Compute This?
Well, I've got two computers, a desktop and a laptop.
Okay.
And the desktop, I had it down at maintenance a couple months ago, Windows 10 still.
Okay.
And I'm kind of a Facebook junkie. I like to go to the market book just to look through the sale and sell a few things and buy a few things.
Mm-hmm.
On the desktop, I'm having difficulty with, when I go to there, the pictures won't load, and sometimes it just freezes up, and I can't scroll through anything.
Interesting.
But the laptop is just fine. Would that be the computer?
It's probably the browser. So the question that I would have, first of all, have you tried using a different browser just as a diagnostic measure? So what do you normally use, Chrome or Firefox or Edge?
Firefox.
Okay. So as a diagnostic measure, just to test, try using Edge or Chrome. Sometimes Firefox with Facebook specifically, Firefox has built-in blocking protections for Facebook. It geofences. Like right now, I'm using Firefox and I have Facebook open, and my video is frozen, so I'm going to refresh. So then there's a little fence. It says Facebook, and there's a little fence, and what it's created is a fenced garden to keep all my data private. So sometimes that can impact other products on Facebook that rely on having that access to that data. So try using Edge or try using Chrome just to see if that makes a difference. If it does make a difference, then we might want to tweak the settings in your Firefox to match the ones that are on the laptop, because there's probably a settings change, a difference between the two. That's my guess as to what's going on.
Okay, I could try that.
All right, yeah, give it a whirl. Let us know how it goes, Rick. I appreciate the call today. 888-250-2091. And just like that, Rick is in the drawing. And right now, you know, he's pretty much guaranteed to win the $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate. Now, if you want to be like that and take it away from Rick, well, all you have to do is call. 888-250-2091. All right, so the holiday special. We launched it last week on the program. I'm not going to spend a whole segment on it here today. I just want to reintroduce it to people who maybe didn't hear last week's show. So if you heard last week's show, bear with me on this. But every year, Schrock Innovations offers a special computer for the holiday season, and we call it the Holiday Special. There's a laptop holiday special and a desktop holiday special. They're both the same price. They're at $15.99. The idea behind these computers is that they are so far above the technology requirements that you have today for what you're doing that they are ridiculous. Like, literally, the line that most people say is, well, I don't need that. I don't need all that. But then they look at a cheaper computer, and then by the time they're done outfitting it the way they want it, they realize they're only, you know, $100-$200 away from a holiday special, and they get double the computer for that price. And then it's kind of like, well, maybe I should, because the trap that people fall into when they buy computers, even Black Friday computers, is they buy a computer for what they're doing right now. They don't think about what they're going to be doing a decade from now. So a decade ago, what was different in technology a decade ago? Well, let's see. Twitter was a private company. Oh, wait, it's a private company now. Netflix was still sending DVDs to your mailbox. Streaming was in its infancy 10 years ago. Nobody was streaming on anything 10 years ago. Technology changes over time, guys. Things come, things go. You know, MySpace was still alive 10 years ago. You know, stuff happens, right? The challenge that you have as a computer user is keeping a piece of technology that meets your computing needs in an environment that's constantly changing. And we see this every day in the service centers. You bring a computer into us because it's running slow. Well, your computer is running just as fast as it always did, but you don't have a solid-state hard drive. So all the new software, all the new patches, all the new stuff that is forced on you that you have to take assumes you have a solid-state hard drive now. Well, when you don't have a solid-state hard drive, what happens? Your computer runs like garbage. So you bring it into Schrock, we upgrade you to a solid-state hard drive, and then it's like somebody breathed new life into your computer. You thought you were going to have to buy a whole new machine, but you just needed that one part. You know, the way that technology changes over time means that if you buy a computer for what you're doing right now, you're pretty much guaranteeing that you're going to replace the computer in 18 months. So you always want to buy a computer that has the capability to go beyond that 18-month period. So our normal modular desktops and our solid-state laptops last 4 to 6 years for our average customers. Way longer, double the length. And most of you, some of you have, you know, Dells or HPs or something. I've had this laptop for 18 years. It's running just fine, running Windows XP, you know. You know, God bless you, you know. it's not normal. That is not normally how people's technology works out. Normally, people, on average, nationally, replace their computers every 18 months. In the Midwest, we're a little more frugal, apparently, because we last about 24 months. The average person replaces their computer every 2 years. And we see it in the service center all the time. People get the urge to replace their modular computers every 2 years, and we bring them out. We bring them in, and we say, "Well, you know, it's modular. We just have to add a piece to it, and it's a better computer." The holiday special, you don't have to add anything to it because it's amazing the way it is. Most people are buying computers with 8 gigs of RAM, or maybe 16 if you're going to go crazy. The holiday special comes with up to 36 gigs of memory standard. The desktops can go even higher. They can go, you know, 64 if you want to. The hard drives comes with a 1 terabyte ultra fast. I mean, we're talking, when I say ultra fast, I mean the fastest hard drive on the planet. There is no hard drive, no Samsung drive is faster than the KC3000 Kingston drive. It is the fastest hard drive around. 1 terabyte drive, which is double the size for the laptops from last year. And you get a 1 terabyte mechanical backup drive too, so that all your files are backed up. So if that ultra fast hard drive ever does decide, you know, 5-6 years from now to poop out on you from use or whatever, you don't lose all your stuff and end up in the data recovery lab because you have an automatic internal backup that you don't even have to think about. And we check it every time you come in for a maintenance checkup. So it's kind of nice. The processors in the computers, the latest generation i7 and the Ryzen 7 5700 processor, fifth generation Ryzen 7 processors, literally fast, just raw speed, guys. Way more than you need now. A lot of you, if I put you in an R3, like a Ryzen 3, when we're doing core upgrades for people, we're putting them into Ryzen 3 computers because they're using 10-year-old tech and they're fine with it. They're like, "Oh yeah, this is great. It's working fine." And we're like, "Don't you want to go to Windows 11 and get all those security advantages?" And like, "Oh, sure." So then we bump them up to Windows 11 after we do a little core upgrade and we put the little cheap Ryzen 3 processor in there. Well, we're talking about the holiday special coming with a Ryzen 7, guys. I mean, it's ridiculously more speed than you need right now. But why are we doing this? The monitor, it's a 23-inch monitor. It's got blue light filtering. It's eye strain. It's an eye care monitor, basically. Prevents eye strain. It's got a built-in webcam for any of you who are still zooming around. It's got a built-in microphone for any of you who are still zooming around. It's got built-in speakers that are better than the average monitor speakers because they're intended for meetings, in case you're still zooming around. All that's connected to the computer through a DisplayPort cable. The fastest connection, the highest quality connection for audio and video that you can get on a computer. Most people are still connecting with a VGA port. That's 20-year-old tech, guys. You could have a faster connection. We had one guy last week try to upgrade his connection, and then he couldn't get it to work, so he quit and went back to the VGA cable. The holiday special, whether it's a laptop or a desktop, guys, is an unbelievable value. It's something that is only going to be available at Truck because we're selling it at our cost. This is what it costs us to make the computer, market the computer. The catalogs are all in the service centers now. Literally, all that stuff costs. But when you add it all up, we come out at a wash. And that's why it's a 300-unit sale. That's why it's a limited sale. Final question that people ask, why on earth would you sell this at cost? That makes no sense, Thor. That's what my accountant tells me, too. The reason that we do it is because we know if you buy a holiday special, you're going to be a customer for the next decade. We're going to have you for 10 years as a customer. And during that 10-year period, you may purchase antivirus. You may purchase safe upgrades. You may purchase secure updater. You know, there are things along, you're going to come in for maintenance checkups. Having you as a customer for 10 years benefits our company, and it gives you unbelievable technology that's going to keep you running going forward to the end of time. The last thing I'm going to say about the holiday specials, if you'd like to purchase one online, there is a coupon code that you can use to save $100 off the price of the computer. It is HS2022. And I just typed that into the Facebook chat here as well. HS2022 is the coupon code to save $100 off. If you place your order in the service center, we'll take that off for you in the service center. If you place it online, use that coupon code and you'll save yourself $100. That's good through the end of November. We want to encourage everyone to purchase early this year so we have plenty of time to deliver before Christmas. 888-250-2091. What to watch out for on Black Friday, guys? Real quick before we take the break here. When you buy computers, we just mentioned buying computers with all the tech that you need. When you buy a computer that looks like on that 3x5 card, so the holiday special has a 1 terabyte hard drive. So does this computer. And the holiday special has 32 gigs of RAM. Well, I don't need 32. This one has 16. I'm sure it's fine. The holiday special has a Ryzen 7 processor. This one has a Ryzen 7 processor too. Wow. Isn't this a great computer? The computers are nowhere near the same. As we mentioned, hard drives have speed. Just today, yesterday, I had a computer in the Omaha Service Center. It was a nice little MSI Gaming 14-inch gaming notebook. Had an NVMe hard drive in it that was running at 300 miles an hour. It should have been running at 1,200. Just because it was a piece of junk hard drive. They put a cheap hard drive in it. Memory has speed also. You get slow memory, it doesn't matter what you buy for everything else because the memory is going to bottleneck the whole process. Oh, and a Ryzen 7 processor. Remember when I said fifth generation? The third generation is also Windows 11 compatible, so you'll see a lot of third-gen Ryzen stuff coming out as people try to get the Black Friday deal. Now, is it a computer that's going to meet your needs right now? Absolutely. Is it a computer that's going to meet your needs 18 months from now? Not at all. And that's what you have to watch out for on Black Friday, buying technology that meets your needs now at a really crazy low price. Although you might get that computer for $250, and you're like, well, for $250, I'll buy it and throw it away and start over again. Oh, okay. You know, we can do that. I mean, but when the hard drive fails and you're in the data recovery lab or you're paying for a data transfer every 18 months, it adds up. It really adds up. Isn't it better to do it right the first time? So if you're going to buy that cheap computer, bring it into Schrock and let us see if we can upgrade it for you to make sure it's going to last. 888-250-2091. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Mike, Brad, and Craig, your calls are coming up next on Compute This.
Now you can configure and purchase laptops, desktops, tablets, and more all at the new ShrockInnovations.com. Check out our specials for one-of-a-kind discounts and deals. Schrock Innovations has spent nearly two decades working to make your technology life easier, and ShrockInnovations.com is no exception. Now you can order new modular computers and solid-state laptops directly from our website, find innovative new technologies like our modular storage devices, and get free help and tips. Take a look at the specials section to find sales on one-of-a-kind items, display models, refurbished units, and our latest special offers. Swing by the Compute This page to watch TV segments and archived radio shows, or even get one-on-one help through the Schrock Desk. As always, we respect your privacy, so we secure our website with the latest encryption technology and only the most secure payment methods. You can pick up your purchases at any of our three service centers or have them shipped directly to your door. ShrockInnovations.com makes technology simple. It's what we do. And now, Compute This Pro Tip number 373. Everyone knows we're supposed to back up our computers and then check those backups periodically to make sure they're working. So why don't most people do it? Lots of people have different ideas about what backing up means. Is it copying files to a flash drive? Is it using a fancy backup program? And how do you know it's working anyway? Windows makes backups easy through free software that's already on your computer. Open your control panels and click Update and Security. Select Backup and choose from all of the available options to get a regular, reliable checkup. You'll need something to back up to, like a Schrock modular storage device or some other backup hard drive. Backups usually run once a week, but you can always change the frequency. The best part is that if your backup ever fails, you'll see a notification in the lower right corner by your clock telling you something's up. Backing up your important data has never been easier. So take a moment to back up your computer today. This pro tip brought to you by Schrock Innovations Computer Company.
Alrighty, guys, thanks for sticking with us through the break there. I appreciate you hanging on. But you're listening to Compute This, and my name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company with four locations to help you out when you're looking for new computers, getting your computer fixed. If you've got a piece of hardware that has data on it that you can't get the data off of, hard drives, camera cards, things like that, We have a fully equipped data recovery lab in our Omaha service center, and we do the work for, you know, half the price that the national guys charge. So it's good stuff over at Schrock Innovations. Whatever you need for your technology, we've got it there. 888-250-2091 is the number to join us on the program. A couple questions came in on Facebook and email during the break here. One of them was, on your 10:30 Sunday radio show, you mentioned that the system version should be 22H2, which it should be for all computers now. 22H2. If you're running Windows 10 or Windows 11, they're both on 22H2 version. She says, mine is 21H1. The automatic one didn't take place or hasn't taken place, ? What do I do? Well, that's the thing. Some computers are just not going to install 22H2. If Microsoft thinks that your hardware is too old, it just won't install it. Sometimes it'll put off your install until the very end of the installation train, basically, because they don't install it for everybody at once. They take the most likely to succeed first, and then they march onward from there. So if you don't have it, you're not the most likely to succeed. So you have a couple options. Number one, you can purchase Safe Upgrade from our website at schrockinnovations.com and use that to install on your computer. That's option one. Option two, if you choose instead to bring it into the service center, we can do it on the bench for you. It costs $35 more to have us do it, and then you don't have to mess around with buying anything online or running anything yourself. That's kind of nice. Option three is you can just chill out and see if Microsoft pushes the update to you. It's still a little early. You know, it only came out less than 30 days ago. So, you know, maybe your time hasn't come yet. You can wait and see. But if you get more than two versions behind, you'll no longer get security updates. So we don't know when Microsoft is going to push the next version of Windows out, because their update schedule is a little obtuse right now. So as soon as we know more, we'll tell you more. But, you know, you could just sit back and wait and see what happens. There's, especially on Windows 10, it doesn't really add a whole lot to the computer. Windows 11 gets a ton of updates and features and things like that. But Microsoft really is trying to discourage people from staying on Windows 10. So they're pushing all the updates to Windows 11. Windows 10 basically got a maintenance update. So it's something to pay attention to there. But there's your explanation as to why you don't have it on your computer. Also, somebody posted on Facebook, Microsoft is adding antivirus to their Office 365 product. That's true and not true at the same time. Microsoft is releasing an entirely new product called Microsoft 365 Defender. So this is like Microsoft's version of Sophos, basically. This is an endpoint protection program. It has nothing to do with Office 365, but if you have certain subscriptions for Microsoft 365, you will get the Microsoft 365 Defender. Primarily, if you are a large institution, so if you have a 365 subscription through a university, then you will probably get access to Microsoft Defender. Right now, it's not ready for prime time. So they're looking for testers right now to test and see if they get infected, you know, if you're running it. So I wouldn't really rely on it right now, but it's going to be a little difficult for home users to get their hands on this, because if you just have a 365 subscription, you don't have access to 365 Defender unless you're willing to pay more for it. So there's your 365 Defender answer there as well. Not to be confused with Microsoft Defender or Office 365, which are all completely different products with confusingly similar names. I don't know any other company that does that. Secure Update, Safe Upgrade, Sure, what? Yeah. 888-250-2091. Brad, welcome to the program. How can I help you on Compute This today?
Hey, good morning. I actually had just kind of a question, wanted your opinion on. I'm currently building a new system, and before I start ordering all the last bits and pieces, I have concerns about my graphics card.
Okay.
I'm wanting to purchase the new 4090 series card.
Oh, wow.
With that purchase, I definitely have, you know, some of the demand for it, not even necessarily now, kind of like you were speaking about earlier. What about the demand 4 years from now? I definitely know I will be utilizing that card's, you know, potential. But with some of the concerns about its power pins that, you know, most people have heard of, I don't know if it's a great time to buy it until, you know, NVIDIA comes out with a solution to that. I know EVGA backed out. But as of right now, I'm running two Titan X's, and they're SLI together, and I'm hitting a bottleneck with that SLI. So if that gives you an idea of what demands I'm currently asking of my current setup, that's what that 4090 will be asked to compute. And I just kind of want to know what your opinion is buying those cards right now.
Gotcha. So the 4090s, I mean, they are selling for an extreme price premium right now. And the if you look at the difference you get in performance between a 3090 and a 4090, even from a 3080 to a 4090, the performance improvement is not that significant. I mean, you're going to get some better performance, but I don't know that it's worth the cost premium that you're paying. That's setting aside all the technical issues. In the mining community, we've known about this problem for a long time. You're pulling too much power through a four-pin connector. It melts. So you need you need dual four-pin connectors. You can't put two wires onto one connector because the connector is what's melting. So it's the card's drawing too much power. So that we're hitting a thermal limit where they're going to have to change the architecture of the card. So I wouldn't purchase one of those cards right now, especially if you're going to push it to the limit for an extended period of time, because it will get hot, it will melt. If it was my computer, I would go with a 3080 or a 3090, saving $1,500 to $2,000 off the purchase price, and then enjoy that card thoroughly until the 4090s have stabilized, then sell it, and then buy the 4090 if I needed it at that point. That's what I would do.
Gotcha.
But the other thing to think about, too, is in your power supply, make sure that you're getting a really good power supply. Make sure you're getting a gold-rated power supply or a platinum-rated power supply that's at least 1,000 watts. You'll thank yourself later for that.
I was just about to say, I was looking at 1,000 watt, and I was going to ask if you felt that was a safe bet.
Yeah, I mean, more is always better, but again, looking at the cost premiums, you're not going to use more than 1,000 watts anytime in the near future.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for that insight.
No sweat, Brad. Thanks for the call. I appreciate you joining us on the program today. 888-250-2091. Mike, welcome to the show. How can I help you on Compute This?
Good morning, Thor.
Morning.
I have an older iPhone 5, and my battery performance is degraded. It's all over the place. So my question to you is, do you replace iPhone batteries in your service centers?
We can. We've done it before for people. The question that I would have for you, on an iPhone 5, that phone doesn't even get Apple support updates anymore.
Okay.
You know, and if you're going to spend $100 on a battery and $125 to get it installed, you're going to spend a couple hundred bucks on that phone. For way less than a couple hundred bucks, you can buy, an iPhone 10 or an iPhone 11. 14 is the current gen, and you're on 5. And I know you probably aren't, using it for all the super advanced stuff and everything like that, but there is a security concern that comes to point here where Apple is no longer patching that phone. And so as a result, you're going to run into limitations on storage. You're going to run into limitations on services. So to answer your question, of course, we can put a battery in that phone for you. Would I want to do that if it was my phone? I would probably, if you were my father, I'd probably point you toward a new device at this point rather than a replacing the battery, because it's going to actually be cheaper for you to buy a new device, especially under a service plan. In some cases, it's free. And you'll get a phone that's far more capable than what you have now. Even if you're not using the capabilities now, as we said, Lord knows what you're going to want to do in the future. Maybe you'll suddenly want to stream Hulu on your phone for all I know. I don't know. But eventually what's going to happen with that iPhone 5 is you're not even going to be able to get to the App Store anymore. And when that happens, then you're going to be cut off. So I would encourage you to probably look at a new device. But if you really were sentimentally attached to that phone for some reason, we can definitely put a battery in it for you.
Okay. I think I'll go and take your advice. Sounds like the better way to go. So thank you for helping me out today.
No sweat, Mike. Have a great afternoon. We'll talk to you soon. All right, Craig, welcome to the program. How can I help you today on Compute This?
Hey, Thor. Good morning. Fantastic show. I really appreciate it every week.
Thank you.
Sir. A long-time customer. I've had one holiday special. Your last sale, I took it in. I don't know if it was 6 months ago was your last sale. You remember it was, you had a sale because we were worried about components and all that kind of stuff and all kinds of jazz.
Oh, for the core upgrades, you mean?
Yeah, I didn't upgrade it. No, I got a brand new computer.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
You, You guys had a sale.
Yeah, we had $100. It was up to like $100 off a computer, basically. And then, yeah, in the start of the year, we weren't sure what was going to happen next. So we had a special. We had our ultimate upgrade sale then.
Yes, you did. Yeah, well, you're doing such a fantastic job. I've got some buyer's remorse. I wish I would have waited till the holiday special. What is the difference between the one I bought and this one, the holiday special?
Biggest differences are going to be the amount of memory, the size of the hard drive, and the processor. All things that we can change because it's modular. So if you decided that you wanted the benefit of a holiday special, you don't need to come out and spend, you know, $1,600 or $1,500 after the coupon code to get the holiday special. Yeah. You can upgrade the processor. We can put the processor in, the Ryzen 7 processor in. We can put 32 gigs of memory in if you wanted us to. We can upgrade your hard drive from 120 or 240, which is what you got in that one, up to a terabyte if you want to. And we can even add a backup drive because it's all modular.
Yeah, that's the thing that backup sounded very good, that automatic backup.
Did you get the desktop or the laptop, by the way?
Desktop.
Okay, yeah. So the backup hard drive is a snap. Backup hard drive, it's 150 for the backup hard drive. And we can install that inside your desktop and then set it up for you, and it's the same thing. It's just using Microsoft's file history backup, and it has a dedicated internal drive to back up to. So that means there's never a USB device that get unplugged, and then you forget, and then you know, oh shoot, my backup hasn't fired for 6 months. You know, it's just running all the time. So on the desktop models specifically, we can really upgrade them. Now the question is, you know, which do you want to do all the upgrades at one time, or do you want to, which ones would benefit you the most? I guess. You know, the hard drive speed is great in the hard drive that you have. As long, you know, the capacity is nice to have a terabyte, but if you don't need that much space, then you could stay with the hard drive you're on. The processor would probably give you the biggest immediate benefit. Going up to that Ryzen 7 processor would really shake things up, because you probably have the Ryzen 3 in your computer now. So that would be a huge increase in productivity and performance. And then, of course, the additional memory. You know, and we don't have to go all the way to 32. We can, you're at 8, we can go to 16, we can go to 32, we can go to 64. That's the beautiful thing about having one of the modular computers, is you can do anything to it and change it up anytime you want in so many different ways. It truly is a custom build that you can do anything with. So yeah, I mean, you could spend, you probably, if you add up the cost of what you spent on the ultimate upgrade and then the cost of the upgrades, you're probably still coming out a little bit ahead, actually. On the cost of everything, assuming that you don't do the whole enchilada. If you did everything at once, you'd probably be the same or a little more expensive. But you could definitely go there if you wanted to.
Okay, Thor, I appreciate you.
No sweat, Craig. I appreciate you too. Thanks for being a part of the program, and thanks for tolerating my loud sneeze. My finger slipped off the mute button right when I sneezed. Like, I was like, achoo! Sneezed right in his ear. It was awful. Sorry, Craig. 888-250-2091. Ron, thanks for hanging on the line. How can I help you on Compute This?
Hey, Thor. My wife has an Android phone. She has Sophos installed on it. And she's starting to get a message that says, this permission is required to use Sophos Intercept X for mobile. Allow. And it seems like, why would Sophos be asking his permission to access our SD card? So is this legit?
It's totally legit. So basically what happened is you got an Android update that locked your permissions down, which is totally normal. And so Sophos is saying, if I can't scan your SD card, if a virus is chilling out on your SD card, I can't do anything about it.
Okay.
And so you definitely want to give that permission.
All right. Very good. I appreciate this.
No sweat. Thanks, Ron. I appreciate the call today. 888-250-2091. So as I mentioned earlier in the program, guys, we are hiring in our Omaha Service Center. We're hiring both junior technicians, which of course requires technical capability. So that's something where if you're comfortable working on computers and you know the difference between the M.2 and the NVMe hard drives, you know, you're a person that we can train to be in that role. The front desk is a different story. A lot of people assume that when we're looking for a front desk, that we are looking for somebody who is extremely technical in nature. The truth is, you know, while you know some technical expertise is required, you need to know the difference between a tower and a monitor. You know, you need to know the difference between, you know, what makes Sophos good. And we have training for all that stuff, of course. But realistically, the front desk is the first person that a customer sees in our service center, and it's the last person that a customer has an interaction with. So the front desk's job is to prevent any possible miscommunications or problems by following systems precisely at check-in and then double-checking at checkout that everybody else followed the same systems and procedures precisely so that everybody gets their AC adapter back and everybody, you know, everything is done the way everybody has a solution on a work order that they can look at and read that's written in plain English that people can understand. And if we put a technician on the front desk, we tend to get acronyms and we tend to get tech speak because that's the way technicians talk. And when customers come in, they don't speak that and they don't understand it. So basically that front desk person is not a technical job. Now, you're going to learn technical things over time, and eventually you're going to pick up we've had front desks that eventually are in the back doing maintenance checkups when it's slow or whatever because they're like, I'm bored up front. I'll come back and learn how to do a maintenance checkup. And then they're doing maintenance checks all of a sudden. But at the front desk at Schrock, a lot of it is it's all customer service all the time. Number one job is to make sure our customers leave happy. If that's something that you believe that you can do, we are looking for you at Schrock Innovations. You can apply at Indeed. If you go on Indeed and just search for Schrock, or Schrock Innovations probably, you might get Schrock Cabinet Company. You know, you can make cabinets too, I suppose, but you know, that's not us and not related, unfortunately. I could use some kitchen cabinets, but not related. you could trade computers, cabinets, we could do this. But if it's something that's of interest to you, let us know. Go to Indeed.com and search for Schrock, S-C-H-R-O-C-K, computers, and it'll pop right up for our front desk position in the Omaha Service Center. And please put in an application. We are hiring for this position immediately. The last person who left us didn't really give us 2 weeks' notice, so it you know, we're a little shorthanded again now. We were doing so good, and she was so amazing. We love Chelsea a lot, but she had a really great opportunity that I cannot blame her for taking. And it was a government job, so they told her when she would start. It wasn't like she chose not to give notice. It was the circumstances of the situation, unfortunately. But now, if you're somebody who can fill those big shoes, we're looking for you at Schrock. Give us a call or apply online at Indeed.com. 888-250-2091. We're going to take our final break of the program today. When we come back, we're going to tell you all the crazy stuff that's been happening at Twitter this last week. Some of it is really hilarious. Some of it is just shake your head like, what? My mental health day every month is gone? What? What am I going to do? They literally got one day a month off to rest and recharge their minds. I want a day off a month. Can I get one, please? Welcome to the world. 888-250-2091 is the number to join us, and we'll be right back with more coming up next on Compute This.
Today's fragile computers need maintenance more than ever. Your computer needs a maintenance checkup every 6 months to last beyond its 18-month expected lifespan. Some people like desktops for their power and upgradability, but nothing rivals a laptop for computing on the go. But why should you have to sacrifice performance for portability? The innovators at Schrock want our customers to have it all. So we created a new kind of laptop, the Solid State Laptop from Schrock Innovations. Solid State Laptops are built using the same frame and main boards as regular laptops, but we've removed half of the moving parts while more than doubling the computer's speed. The result? Laptops that boot to Windows in 6 seconds or less, respond instantly to your commands, and can survive drops that put most laptops into the data recovery lab. Starting at only $499, solid-state laptops give you speed, reliability, durability, and performance for the same price most people pay for a cheap disposable laptop. The next time you're looking for a laptop, check out the solid-state laptops at schrockinnovations.com or visit any of our service centers. Simple, solid, fast technology is what we do at Schrock. Compute This Pro Tip 299. There are enough mothballed computers in U.S. homes to give one to every man, woman, and child in the country. Many of these computers find their way into landfills where they can leak cadmium, lithium, and other nasty chemicals into the groundwater. Schrock Innovations is very proud of the fact that we recycle more e-waste every year than we create. You can drop off any old or broken computer equipment to our service centers at any time, free of cost. We only charge $15 just for monitors because they are especially difficult to process. No appointment is required, and we accept all computer-related equipment like printers, keyboards, speakers, and accessories. Additionally, the rare earth elements in computers can be recycled right here in the U.S. to reduce our reliance on supplies from foreign countries. Take a moment, drop off your old computer equipment today, and Schrock will make sure it's properly recycled and put to good use right here in the U.S. This pro tip brought to you by Schrock Innovations Computer Company.
Alrighty, guys, welcome back into Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company, where we're talking a lot about holiday specials right now, but we still do all the other stuff too, guys. We still repair computers. We still replace hard drives. We still upgrade machines. We have seen a lot of really wackadoo situations lately. We had a computer come in that has it had an i9 processor in it. It was bought at the height of the pandemic for like $4,000. It was a very expensive computer. They put a 500-watt power supply in the computer to power an i9 processor and an NVIDIA RTX 3070 graphics card. What did you think was going to happen? Yeah, the minimum system requirement for the graphics card was 500 watts. The Ryzen or the i9 uses 175 watts by itself. We're not talking about hard drives, memory, anything else. I mean, between the two, you're already 175 watts in the hole at peak. Well, this poor little power supply finally gave up the ghost, right? So this is a custom power supply. It gives up the ghost. So we're like, okay, we'll just replace the power supply. Put a 1,000-watt power supply in. Riders ring. Good to go. So we put the power supply in, but then we realize that HP in this Omen case created a custom power supply connector for the hard drive that was angled down at 45 degrees. Why? It allows the case to close. So when we replaced it with a standard one and we plugged in the hard drives, the case wouldn't close. And we're like, well, son of a biscuit. So we call the customer back. We get him a new case. We're like, okay, we're going to have to get a case. So we get a case in. We move everything into the new case. We take everything apart and we find out HP, rather than paying the extra nickel for a bracket to hold their fan on the motherboard, just created a custom case that has screw holes in the back that the fan screws right into the back of the case as opposed to into a plate on the board. I know that's Greek to a lot of people, but what it means is when we move the motherboard to a new case, guess what? We don't have those screw holes. Now we have to buy a new cooler for this thing. And it's an i9. It needs a good cooler. So, see, you gotta be kidding me. So now we get a cooler in there. And then we get everything transferred over, we get everything working, and it's just beautiful after that. But, I mean, it was a process to go from. So we've had wackadoo stuff like that. We have another i9 computer in the shop right now that the processor is literally eating motherboards. Like, you put the processor in the board, and nothing will ever post in the board again. Doesn't matter what board you buy. Doesn't matter what. Yeah, it just never works. Just fun, crazy stuff in the service center. So we do it all at Schrock. It's not just holiday specials, but right now the holiday specials are literally, we are selling them so fast, guys, that we cannot keep up building them. It's to the point now where I'm going to the Papillion shop and I'm like, guys, we're kind of running low on Endeavors and Ventures and all the regular computers because you guys are spending all your time building holiday specials. And, you know, they're like, what do you want from me, Thor? Like, I want you to build them all faster. So anyway, we're working our butts off to get you your computers over there. If you're looking for a computer, whether it's a holiday special or a regular machine, whether it's now or for Christmas or a present for somebody, we got them all over at Schrock for you, and we can help you out with anything you need there. 888-250-2091. Beth, welcome to the program. How can I help you on Compute This today?
Yes, you mentioned the word microphone. I've been running for a long time. I've been told that where you could talk into a computer and it would print out what you say. Is mm-hmm. that a possibility?
There is.
With a laptop.
Oh, yeah. Microsoft has accessibility options, which allow you to control the computer with your voice. There are other applications that do not come with Microsoft that you can get. I think the best one out there is Dragon Naturally Speaking, that allows you to speak to the computer, like a dictate to the computer and have it appear in a word processor. It's not perfect. You still need to go back and edit it afterward, but it's 95% of the way there.
And so does any of that, I know nothing about computers, obviously, does any of that tie into your holiday special or a laptop or anything that is available?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We have internet. They both come with 802.11ax internet. So they have Bluetooth, they have Wi-Fi, they've got wired connections, they've got all the above. So you can, no matter what you've got at home, you'll be able to connect it up just fine. Thanks for the call, Beth. If you've missed the news this week about Twitter, guys, Elon obviously bought Twitter. He went through on the deal. He immediately fired the CEO, the CFO, and the lady who banned Trump, their chief, compliance officer lady or whatever, for enforcing the rules. She was paid like $1.3 million a year or some crazy. She has a crazy salary. So he fired all those expensive people, took on those responsibilities himself. Then last week on Thursday, everybody went home. He said, don't come into work Friday worldwide and all the offices worldwide. On Friday, you'll get an email whether or not you have a job. And if you get an email on your work email, that means you have a job. And if you get an email on your personal email, that means you don't. Workers in California are trying to sue Elon for firing too many people too quickly. Apparently, there are laws in California against laying off more than 50% of your workforce. Elon laid off 3,700 employees this weekend at Twitter, or roughly 57% of the Twitter workforce. What's going to be interesting to see what happens to Twitter now. If were they really 57% fat? Was it really like me? Or, can we shed a few pounds? Or are we talking like, are we going to, are we on a starvation diet here? We're going to find out coming up soon on Twitter. All right, Mike, congratulations. You're the winner of the $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate. Marissa will get that added to your Schrock account for you so that you can spend it on anything your heart desires over at the service center. Guys, all the shops except Des Moines are open today from noon to 5, every other day from 10 to 8. We'll look forward to seeing you in the service centers. And stay tuned, facebook.com/Schrock Innovations for the After Schrock coming up next.